First of all, can you tell me a bit about the Raise the Bar campaign and what it is you're doing?
Absolutely. So currently, only businesses with a rateable value up to £50,000 can access the £25,000 retail, hospitality and leisure grant. And that was announced by the government a few weeks ago. But what the Raise the Bar campaign, which I'm supporting and promoting in my local area, is aiming to achieve is increasing the rateable value threshold from £51,000 to £150,000. And in doing so, enabling tens of thousands more businesses from our pubs to our restaurants, to our corner shops, through to B&Bs, hotels, etc., to be able to access that £25,000 grant, which from what we're hearing and why the campaign was founded is the difference between them actually coming out and being still on our high streets and in our local communities when this is all over.
So how much more would it cost the government in order to put this sort of scheme in? Because how many more, well, you're saying tens of thousands of businesses. So yeah. How much is this going to cost?
So the numbers are being crunched at the moment, because one of the things that we are trying to pull together is the data of exactly how many businesses across local authorities across the UK are going to be in need of this. But certainly we're going to be announcing that figure in the next few days. And we're very close to knowing exactly what the upper end is of the ask to government. But certainly knowing that the grant is already in existence, all we're asking is for the threshold to be increased so that more businesses are able to access those vital funds.
So how many businesses are under this £50,000 mark? I mean, is it just very small businesses?
So we don't have the exact number because, again, pooling that information across the country is something that is quite difficult to pull together quickly. But what we do know is that there are very few businesses that actually are under the £50,000 rateable value threshold, and that the sweet spot for the majority of our, you know, high street businesses, so our bakers, our pubs, our restaurants and our cafes, they fall neatly within that increased upper limit threshold of £51,000 to £150,000. And that is kind of the area that the government most needs support, because when we come out of this and we're going to need to kickstart the economy, you know, in our local communities, we need to have places that we can spend. And if these businesses disappear from our high streets, that's going to cause a huge problem.
So if that's the sweet spot, why isn't that the area that's being targeted by the grant system?
That's a very good question, Luke. We don't know how the government came to land on that figure of 50,000. But what we do know from the backing we've received from the Mayor of London, from the London Councils, from the London Chamber of Commerce and Industry, from businesses individually, but from 100 destinations across the country, we know that that does not reflect the need of the business community across the UK.
Have you been speaking to businesses? What are they saying about this campaign?
Yeah, we have. We've been speaking to businesses across all the different sectors that the grant can support. You know, pub landlords are saying that it's important for them because obviously while social distancing measures may be the norm when lockdown is lifted, you know, the likelihood of them being able to be economically viable to trade is of real concern. And that stems all the way through to owners of cafes, owners of restaurants. So we've been speaking to restaurant owners across the country. And they are expressing a similar concern that obviously when the lockdown is lifted, they're still going to have bills to pay and cash flow is going to be a pertinent issue. And it goes all the way through to other business owners in the leisure, hotels and attraction sector, where they're all facing, you know, an unprecedented challenge, and any access to funds, you know, is in many cases, you know, what survival looks like.
So have you spoken to the government about this? What have they been saying?
So when the campaign launched, it started with a letter that was sent from Croydon Business Improvement District, who launched the campaign, to the Right Honourable Alok Sharma MP, and that letter outlined the ask to government. Now, since then, we have had Lucy Powell MP raise this as an issue in PMQs on the 22nd of April, and it got another bite of exposure on Monday this week, in fact, when the Sheffield Star posed a question in the government daily briefing to the Right Honourable Matt Hancock about what the government was going to do to acknowledge and respond to the needs of the Raise the Bar campaign, to which Matt Hancock said on air, live in front of the nation, that he would discuss this with the Chancellor, and we're waiting to hear back. I'm a local. I've lived in Surrey all of my life, and local businesses and my community in East Molesey and Hampton Court is really important to me, and I'm sure that will strike a chord with many of your listeners. And what I just want to impart is that it's within all of our grasp to help the government listen to the needs of this campaign, and they can do so by signing our petition, and that's at www.raisethebarcampaign.co.uk. We need to reach 10,000 signatures as quick as we can. We're currently at 7,500, which is great, but I am calling on listeners, locals, and perhaps even my neighbours who are listening to this to click onto our website and sign our petition.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your time, Luke.
Thank you.